Madam Mayor and members of the City Council of my beloved city of Twin Falls, I'm grateful to be here before you again. I do have with me, because I appreciate the hardship that the day that we're in, of limiting how many could come in the room with me today. So I have here over 250 signed the very same proclamation that you have that was in your packet, signed by citizens largely from Twin Falls, the larger section here are citizens in Twin Falls. We have citizens in the Valley that have signed the proclamation as well. They recognize that some of their fellow citizens in their communities travel to the city of Twin Falls and to the tragedy that some in their cities have, their babies that would otherwise have been born natural and good lives have come to death by forced induced abortion. So from Kimberly and from Filer, from Gooding, as far away as Jackpot, Nevada, from Hagerman and Burley, these represent citizens and really our neighbors as well. As other times before, when I come before you, I want you to know I am grateful for your patience, and I'm grateful for your willingness to hear again my appeal to you that we as a city, I believe we can act. I believe there are things we can do. And so I want to just address you on that. And let me start with this. There is no one in the science world who believes otherwise to this. Life begins at conception. I've read medical journals. I've read historic medical journals. I'm reading modern, current medical journals. No one denies that life begins at conception. Certainly the bigger argument here is, when does that life become a person? I understand that this is not the room to have that debate either. But it is the room for us to speak out for what happens in our fair city. Where everyone knows that human life does begin at conception. We know that this is true. Back in 1982, a Newsweek magazine published one of the largest secular publications on life. And every medical journal at that time, and for that matter, the ones that I'm reading today, agree that life, human life, does begin at conception. That is undeniable. Anyone who says that it doesn't is suppressing that medical science truth. Over the past few years, you have listened with patience as I come again and again to speak out for those neighbors of mine and yours who are murdered in our beloved city. I do understand the complexity of what I ask you to do. I do understand the trouble this causes. I want to help my city. My attending these meetings on a weekly basis on my behalf is really a great pleasure of mine to come. It actually helps me know how to pray for my city. My attending on a regular basis should not be interpreted by anybody as political aspirations. Even though I ran for public office this last year, I have no desire greater than to pray for my city. And this really has become one of the places where I know how to pray for my neighbors better than anybody, better than anywhere else I could find. The fact that I am here again may be to some a great agitation. Please understand, it is not my intention to be an agitator. Some will want to accuse me of wasting your time. Perhaps you've even had those kinds of conversations with my neighbors these last couple of weeks. But really, I want you to know I'm in front of you again. As strange as this will stand, as this may sound to some, I really stand as a judgment. I'm standing before you again because babies are still being murdered in our city. And my appeals in the past have fallen on deaf ears, not by some individuals, but by the collective of the City Council. It is really a judgment of the collective. There is a greater fear of men in this room than there is of the fear of God. Our nation, unfortunately, has been educated to what I call practical capitulation. We surrender without even knowing it in many cases. The fight for life. The issue of abortion has been part of our nation now. Can you believe it? It's been 49 years. And it's been part of our... Actually, it was a part of our nation before the Roe v. Wade. It's possible you don't know this, that abortion was legal in the United States before Roe v. Wade. The only thing that Roe v. Wade did was gave the court's opinion that states should determine and regulate abortions. The Supreme Court never makes laws, and I know you know this. I'm not here as a government teacher. The Supreme Court offered that opinion, and unfortunately, states took that, and that would include our own beloved state of Idaho, to mean we now can regulate when, how, and where we can murder our children. We do not have a federal abortion law. There is no law in the state, in the United States of America, that needs to be protected by the Constitution to keep the right of a woman and a doctor to murder a child. There is no such law in the United States of America. The only reason babies are murdered in the state of Idaho is because we've been electing legislators who have been regulating and determining the when, the where, and the how a child can be murdered in our state. Again, I understand the complexity of this. That's not your issue. But that's part of why I'm here. There was a day, and by the grace of God, I believe that we can still have a day like this where life is viewed as sacred by all in our land. You know this, our national fathers of this beautiful nation, the United States of America, argue for life and the preservation of it and the keeping of it. And it would be a mercy from God that the founders of the state of Idaho followed suit. You know how our U.S. Constitution reads. I find in my comings and goings, most don't know anything about the Idaho Constitution. And I'm not here to educate anyone on that. But I love being reminded that the preamble to the Idaho Constitution states this: we, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. Our own Constitution of our beloved state acknowledges the authority of the Almighty God. This is not a preacher who has an opinion that he wants to come and just express and spouse out. This is actually me reading a document of our own beloved state of Idaho. We, the people of the state of Idaho, grateful to Almighty God. The first of those rights that are described in our Idaho Constitution, words very similar to our U.S. Constitution, but it declares that all men are by nature free and equal and have certain inalienable rights, among which are enjoying and defending life and liberty, possessing and protecting property, pursuing happiness, and securing safety. Well, first, again, I acknowledge here that I too, like you, are members of the people of the state of Idaho. I want to again publicly state my gratitude to the Almighty God. I'm not here today asserting anything different than our own framers of our beloved state stated. I'm not forcing anyone to believe like me. I'm just simply stating what our historic documents state. Grateful to Almighty God. There is and can only be one Almighty God. Now, that's not my opinion. It first comes from the sacred text of the Holy Bible, and the founders of our beloved state put it into writing that we agree and that we acknowledge the Almighty God. That historic document that we look to govern ourselves had this Almighty God in mind. The God who tells us who He is. The God who tells us what He hates. The God who tells us how to find Him. He has liberated us from the danger of inventing a God for ourselves. The fathers of our state made sure to point every generation to the Almighty. Look to Him with me. Do not put another God in front of the citizens of our beloved city. The Almighty has made us free and equal. Does that not mean that the child in the womb is not as equal as you and I because he's not as old as you? Because he can't breathe on his own? Because he can't eat on his own? Because he can't move and have being independent from that life-giving womb that God designed as a beautiful knitting factory? Well, I can't treat you like my church and just preach and preach and preach. Let me get to the point here. You and I, we have the joy of enjoying our life on the soil of what many would argue, and I certainly make this argument, in one of the most adventurous cities in the state of Idaho. This is a beloved city. People all over the state travel to our city. I think it is among the greatest cities in the nation. Second, I think I've already stated this, but notice again that our state fathers expected that we would defend life. Not just our own life when they penned these words, but I believe they intended that we would defend the life of others. Third, we do this as the most liberated people in the world. Fourth, we are expected to be free. The founders of the state of Idaho expected us to be free. And they expected in our freedom that we would acquire, possess, and protect our property. How will these forgotten children in the womb, ignored and murdered, ever be free to do any of those stated freedoms that the state of Idaho grants them the freedom to do? Fifth, our state fathers gave us a constitution to articulate our inseparable right to pursue happiness and, of all things, to secure safety. Here's where it comes to why I appeal to you. I know you know this even better than anyone in the city, that one of your greatest duties is to put code forth that protects people, that protects life. We have building codes and we have health codes. No, these are interwoven in state and national and regional, but these fall on our duties as a city to secure safety. And there is a great danger in our city that happens. This is why I'm here again before you. There are some who enter our city who never get the right to exercise these rights, because some no longer fear the same God as our founding fathers did. Some would rather let other states fight this issue. It is true, there are about 8 states in the United States that have abolishment of abortion bills that are being introduced. In the state of Idaho, we have one that's ready to be introduced as well. Some would say, let others fight the fight for us. Cowards they are. Some would soon say, we can't do that. The state forbids us. I've made this argument to you before. There was a day when prostitution was legal in the state of Idaho, and the citizens of Twin Falls said, not in our fair city. You can pass laws that the state would otherwise forbid you to do. jellyfish politicians they are. Some will say we can't afford the financial court burden of a sure and certain lawsuit from Planned Parenthood. Chocolate bunnies too close to the open flame of hell, they are. Some will say, how do we do such a thing as this? And here's where I want to conclude. I have these to offer as suggestions. I said, let's consider a few things. We have not been having, or we have not been behaving like grateful people to Almighty God, as our Constitution instructs us that we should. I would say first, let's repent and stand up a humble man and a humble woman with joy to speak out for our neighbors. The second thing that I think we can do, I do think we can make a way to forbid the enemy of our city from murdering our children. Certainly, you understand, if there's anyone in our fair city that needs protection, it is the child in the womb. Will you continue to wait for someone else to do this? I say let's work together here and find a way that we can abolish the practice of induced abortions in our city. It doesn't mean we have to run organizations out of town. But I do believe we can legally do this. And I'm willing to fight, to stay in this fight with you. I'm not looking to abandon you, and I'm not looking to put a burden on my city. I come here with a list of names of people who say, we will not abandon this fight. Third thing that I would appeal to you for consideration, and I would say this, that this is pretty much a meaningless action unless we're willing to do the previous. But would you be willing to consider declaring the city of Twin Falls a sanctuary for the preborn? Here's what I mean. You know, we can't just say that we're a sanctuary city and turn our head while another 196 of our children are murdered at Planned Parenthood. I mean, I would desire that you might consider declaring the city of Twin Falls a sanctuary city for the preborn. There are currently about 17 cities in the state of Texas who have done so, and I'm pleased to report to you that they still operate as functioning cities. Nobody has ruined their cities. I have citizens here who are with me, even though they're not presently, physically in the building with me, they're with me. And there's more than just those who are outside today. You understand the city is under attack? There is no more time to wait for someone else to save our children. I stand for questions and willing to give consideration toward a path that we seriously take up this fight. I do believe we can do this, and I know that there will be others who will argue legally, no, you cannot. But I want to say to you, this is not a day to let someone tell you what they think may or may not happen. So I appeal to you, to your conscience, for the glory of God, the Almighty, what can we do? I want to help.